It was a family saying that you never knew which way Charlotte Bartlett would turn. She was perfectly pleasant and sensible over Lucy's adventure, and paid suitable tribute to the courtesy of Mr. George Emerson. Lucy was left to face her problem alone. None of her friends had seen her, either in the piazza or later on by the embankment. Mr. Beebe, indeed, noticing her startled eyes at dinner time, had again passed to himself the remark of, "Too much, Beethoven." But he only supposed that she was ready for an adventure, not that she had encountered it. At breakfast next morning, she took decisive action. There were two plans between which she had to choose. Mr. Beebe was walking up to the Torre del Gallo with the Emersons and some American ladies. Would Miss Bartlett and Miss Honeychurch join the party? Charlotte declined for herself. She had been there in the rain the previous afternoon. But she thought it an admirable idea for Lucy, who hated shopping, changing money, and other irksome duties, all of which Miss Bartlett must accomplish this morning, and could easily accomplish alone. "No, Charlotte," cried the girl with real warmth. "It's very kind of Mr. Beebe, but I am certainly coming with you." "Very well, dear," said Miss Bartlett with a faint flush of pleasure that called forth a deep flush of shame on the cheeks of Lucy. How abominably she behaved to Charlotte, now as always. All morning she would be really nice to her. She slipped her arm into her cousin's, and they started off along the Lungarno. The river was a lion that morning in strength, voice, and colour. Miss Bartlett insisted on leaning over the parapet to look at it. She then made her usual remark, which was, "How I do wish Freddy and your mother could see this too." Lucy fidgeted. It was tiresome of Charlotte to have stopped exactly where she did. "Look, Lucia. Oh, you are watching for the Torre del Gallo party. I feared you would repent you of your choice." Serious as the choice had been, Lucy did not repent. Yesterday had been a muddle, but she had a feeling that Charlotte and her shopping were preferable to George Emerson and the summit of the Torre del Gallo. Since she could not unravel the tangle, she must take care not to re-enter it. But though she had avoided the chief actor, the scenery unfortunately remained. Charlotte, with the complacency of fate, led her from the river to the Piazza Signoria. The exact site of the murder was occupied by Miss Lavish, who had the morning newspaper in her hand. She hailed them briskly. The dreadful catastrophe of the previous day had given her an idea which she thought would work up into a book. "Oh, let me congratulate you," said Miss Bartlett. "After your despair of yesterday, what a fortunate thing." "Aha! Miss Honeychurch, you are to tell me absolutely everything that you saw from the beginning." Lucy poked at the ground with her parasol. "But perhaps you would rather not?"
"I'm sorry. I think I would rather not."
The elder ladies exchanged glances, not of disapproval. It is suitable that a girl should feel deeply. "It is I who am sorry," said Miss Lavish. "Literary hacks are shameless creatures. I believe there's no secret of the human heart into which we wouldn't pry." She marched cheerfully to the fountain and back, and did a few calculations in realism. Then she said that she had been in the piazza since 8 o'clock, collecting material. The two men had quarrelled over a 5-franc note. For the 5-franc note, she should substitute a young lady, which would raise the tone of the tragedy, and at the same time furnish an excellent plot. "What is the heroine's name?" asked Miss Bartlett. "Leonora," said Miss Lavish. Her own name was Eleanor. "And what is the plot?" "Love, murder, abduction, revenge," was the plot. "And let me give you all fair warning," Miss Lavish concluded. "I intend to be unmerciful to the British tourist." "Oh, you wicked woman," cried Miss Bartlett. "I'm sure you are thinking of the Emersons." Miss Lavish gave a Machiavellian smile. Then the cousins wished success to her labours and walked slowly away across the square.
"She is my idea of a really clever woman," said Miss Bartlett.
Lucy assented. At present, her great aim was not to get put into Miss Lavish's novel. Her perceptions this morning were curiously keen, and she believed that Miss Lavish had her on trial for an ingenue. "She is emancipated, but only in the very best sense of the word," continued Miss Bartlett slowly. "She told me also that she has a high opinion of the destiny of woman." "Oh, Miss Eager, what a pleasant surprise!"
"Ah, not for me," said the chaplain blandly, "for I have been watching you and Miss Honeychurch for quite a little time."
"We were chatting to Miss Lavish." His brow contracted.
"So I saw. I am about to venture a suggestion. Would you and Miss Honeychurch be disposed to join me in a drive in the hills some day this week? We might go up by Fiesole and back by Settignano. There's a point on that road where we could get down and have an hour's ramble on the hillside. The view thence of Florence is most beautiful."